Good morning, everybody. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Usually, this is Open Line, but we're going to take a break from Open Line as we have in, as we do every week. We have Candy Westbrook and from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Candy, how are you doing this morning?
Hello, good morning. Doing great.
Yeah, it's kind of a rainy day out there today, but you know what? At least it's not too bad yet.
No.
Friday, it's going to get worse.
Yes.
So when it gets cold. All right. There are lots of things going on around Coffeyville, so let's hear about all the great events going on.
Awesome. Okay. Well, today our host was Nutritionville. So they are a meal replacement and energy tea shop. So you guys have one right next door to you, Mom and Pops. So you guys get one close by. But this is just a little bit further down on 8th Street. It's actually where, for those of you that used to go play your water bill, it's the old customer service building. So, but Doug Billingsley, who is also a football coach here at the high school, is one of the owners. And they opened up their first shop in Parsons, and then now they are here in Coffeyville. And if you've never tried it, I'm addicted, so I go every day and get drinks. But they have like these, they call them teas, but they're like an energy juice, Kool-Aid, with tons of vitamins and with stuff that helps you burn calories. So they're really good for you. And then, like I said, they have a sports line, meal replacement shakes, all kinds of good stuff for you. Tuesday night, they have yoga. And then they're looking at adding more things as they go along. So if you've never been by, make sure to stop by and see Doug and tell him we sent you. Other things going on. So Amy Dollar was there today from KGF. Just reminding everybody that tomorrow night, the KGF is hosting Business After Hours. So that'll start at 5:30. Come on by and see us. Alicia Mountain from Boys and Girls Club. So first of all, shout out to the Lions Club. They had a pancake feed recently as a fundraiser for Boys and Girls Club. Raised a lot of good money, and it helped the Boys and Girls Club a lot, and they are very grateful. They also have a new reminder app for parents that gives you real-time communication between the parents and staff. So always coming up with new things for technology to help out. So also, Alicia was there on behalf of the Touch of Life Ministry. They raised money to send 8 kids to camp, and they're still raising money right now this week and hoping to get a couple more kids to send to camp, so donations welcome. And then Saturday is their ministry day where they give away clothes and supplies for those that are in need, so that'll be coming up. Jamie Grant, Coffeyville Rec, a couple different painting classes coming up. 14th is the pumpkin painting, and then the 16th is a spook paint party. And these are for all ages, so sign your kiddos up and give them something fun to do this fall. Basketball signups are still going on, so if you've got a kiddo interested in basketball for the rec, make sure to get them in. I think one of the deadlines is up this week, and then they have another one for next week. And then mark your calendar, November 9th is the Mother-Son Ball. Ken Andrews from Gators Window Cleaning. Last call for residential house window cleaning before the holidays, because once the holidays hit, pretty much they shut down. They can't do really any pressure washing windows or anything like that. So if you're wanting to get your windows all pretty before the holidays, make sure to give Ken a call. Leanne Eggers from the Public Library. The Harry Potter, this is a tongue twister, Harry Potter Party.
Yeah, we do. We're running a community calendar on that, and wow, I cannot tell you how many takes it took for me to read that without just falling all over myself.
I know. Keep doing that. So that is coming up on the 19th, but it's limited space, so you have to sign up ahead of time. Then the 24th through the 26th is their semi-annual book sale. Good time to get a whole bunch of good books. Books are classic. I know everybody's got Kindles and apps on their phones, but there's nothing better than holding a book in your hand. So stop by there. John and Sherry from Nicholas Hitching Post. Ever since they've moved to Coffeyville, they just continue to do more and more things for Coffeyville. I'm amazed. So if you haven't seen it yet, out there on 11th Street as you're heading out towards Walmart, the old filling station on the right-hand side of the road, they now have kind of an outlet store that they opened up there along with their downtown post. And it's called Tis the Season. So right now it's fall. It's all full with pumpkins and mums. And if you drive by, you can't miss it. I mean, they're just gorgeous. They said they've had truckers and cars and all kinds of people driving from out of state that stop and go, oh, what's all this stuff? And they stop in there. And then they kind of, while they're there, kind of go, you know, if you've never visited Coffeyville, you should go downtown and do this and this and this. And So they're doing our kind of a tourist center for
exactly.
us.
Exactly. They're helping
it.
You out. They're helping
I know.
You out.
They are awesome. So pretty soon, though, the fall stuff will go away, and they're going to have Christmas tree, live Christmas trees, wreaths, you name it, all coming soon. Then in the spring, they'll have a garden, and then in the summer, produce. So every season is going to be something great out there. I'm so excited.
Perfect name for the shop. Tis the season.
Tis the season. Each season. Bob York, today at 5 o'clock is the shoelace ribbon cutting for the new walking path downtown. It starts at the plaza and goes all the way downtown, past 9th Street, all the way down mine for about, I think, till Hall Street. And it's almost 2 miles. So hopefully the weather will hold out for us for that.
I hope so.
And then Bob also wanted to give a welcome to Dick and Diane, who are the new ministers at First Baptist Church. Martha Bond from Keller Williams, both commercial and residential businesses going well. Always surprises me how many new people are moving to town all the time. We think nobody's moving into Coffeyville, but they are. So that's great. And if you are looking at a house, even doesn't matter who's listed on the sign, Martha said give her a call and she can help you out and find out and get you hooked up for a new home.
There's definitely people moving in. I helped some people move in yesterday.
Oh, really?
And from my waist down is absolutely feeling it today. My legs and ankles are absolutely sore today. So,
well, funny you say that because I was going to give a shout out to Dalton Defenders. They had a great weekend.
Yes, they did.
Good crowds, lots of activities. It was a lot of fun. But I was sore temporarily. It only lasted for about an hour, but I did the rock climbing wall. And it doesn't seem like it's that much, but you do use a lot more muscles than
you think.
Yeah,
you do.
So that was fun. Sam from the Midland Theater. This Friday is the last outdoor movie night. So if you haven't been, this is the last chance to get it. They are playing Hocus Pocus. So it's exciting.
Yeah, a little Halloween-themed movie.
They'll start doing activities, I think, as early as 6:30 or 7. Movie, probably about 7:45-ish is when the sun goes down. So, Nicole Schwartz-Eck, First United Methodist. This Sunday, the Phil Kinley 1964 class is helping them with worship. So that's kind of neat. And then also she just said, anybody is welcome to join the Kiwanis. She's a part of the Kiwanis, and they meet every other Monday and always helping with some children projects. Joe Brooks, Salvation Army. Coming up on the 29th is the Soupalicious at the First Baptist Church. So make sure you get tickets for that. And then Joe said he is going to be at the Hitching Post on the Christmas Parade night. And they're going to be having like 3-4 of them out there strumming guitars and just providing some good music to get us in the mood for the Christmas holiday. Simply Southern, Michaela Swindell. They do have school spirit t-shirts at Simply Southern. They have some in stock, and then they also do orders. So if you are needing a shirt, even if it's just one shirt done for school, and it can be not just Phil Kinley, but any of the local area schools, make sure to give Michaela a call, and she could hook you up. And then the last few things we've got coming up. So mark your calendars for all of these great events. The 28th is the Downtown Spooktacular event, and that's where all the kiddos, and I say all, as in like 800 kids, plus their families, come downtown trick-or-treating.
That's a mass of humanity.
It is a lot of people downtown. I love seeing it, though. It's a lot of fun. So if your business or club, church, group wants to hand out candy, give me a call and we can get you signed up. Then we have on the 24th is the first candidate forum. It's for the commissioners. And KGGF and the Chamber has partnered together to host that at Windsor Place. And then on the 29th is the USD and CCC Board of Trustee Forums. So make sure you mark your calendars for those candidate forums. Let's go out. Let's find out these candidates, you know, what their platform is, what they speak for, and everybody go out and vote. If you want to see change, don't hide on your computer and gripe about it. Come out, be a part of the solution. Couple other events coming up. Christmas Parade is December 6th. Mark your calendar. I'm telling you what, this is going to be, our parade is always beautiful because we're one of the few communities that does it at night. So it's lit up and it's just gorgeous. But this year we have 150 entries is our goal. So I think it's going to be amazing. It's going to be a long parade. It's going to be great. We do need more groups to sign up, though, so I don't care if you have a car, you want to just walk in the parade, any kind of group wants to come, give me a call and we'll get you signed up.
I do have a question about that.
Yeah.
Is the parade route already set or?
Yes, it's. We'll post when it gets closer to time, but it's the same route that we've used every year for like the last 10 years. So, so it's right down, up and down 8th and 9th Street, basically, in Walnut. So, and then on November 10th, save the date for that. That is our holiday open house. So, you know, anywhere from 10 to 20 different businesses around town will have snacks and specials and door prizes and just a great way to do some early holiday shopping, especially the ladies. You get two or three friends, you go around, have some fun, have some drinks, and just enjoy. So that'll be coming up. And shortly after that, we are going to kick off our Christmas Bucks giveaway. Probably next week, sometime soon, I'm going to come in and just kind of go through how it works. For the listeners out there, we're doing it different this year. We've gotten rid of all of the tickets because everybody's like, I lost them. I didn't even grab it when they told me to. And, you know, so we were having trouble giving away money, if you can believe that. I got $1,000. I can't get anybody a ticket. So we're changing it up where we have guaranteed winners. Now you'll just put your name and your phone number down and we will call your name and you'll be a winning person right away. So more details on that coming soon. And then the last thing we've got going on, of course, is this Saturday. I looked at the weather. No rain. It should be almost 60 degrees. It should be perfect. But we're having our Hops Around Town Brew Fest. If you haven't bought a ticket, you do it now because on the day of, the tickets go up. So it'll be a higher price. So come get your tickets early, and then you get samples to over 40 different breweries, wineries, distilleries. We've got DJ, cornhole, food, just all kinds of fun. So,
and you also didn't you guys say you were partnering with some not like Uber, but like some.
Oh yes. So we have a kind of a temporary taxi for the day, and that way somebody's like, you know, I really don't want to be driving. We want you to be safe. So it's only going to be $20, and you know, that'll come pick you up, drop you off, and then you don't have to worry about it.
Absolutely.
That.
You'll be safe and sound back at home.
Yeah. So very exciting. Yep. That'll be this weekend. So give me a call if you have any questions on that. But lots of good stuff happening in Coffinville.
Absolutely. A lot of things to do. So people can't say there's not something to do because there's something to do pretty often around here. So, okay. Well, Candy, I thank you very much for coming in today, talking about all these great things. And hey, guys, get out there again, especially this weekend. Hopefully the rain's supposed to hold off. It's going to be perfect weather out there for Brewfest this weekend.
Yes.
So get on out there. Candy, thank you very much for coming in.
All right, thank you.
All right, let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll get back to Open Line, including our Nichols Hitching Post Poll Question of the Day right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.